latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the day's headlines for Manchester City. Goalkeeper Ederson says teammate Gabriel Jesus' tears were understandable after his fellow Brazilian feared he would miss the World Cup. The 20-year-old twisted his knee in the goalless draw with Crystal Palace, and tests have since discovered that he has suffered medial collateral ligament damage. The striker, who's currently in Barcelona receiving treatment from specialist Dr. Ramon Cugat, is expected to be out for at least 6 weeks with the injury. It's the second serious injury he's suffered at City since joining last January after fracturing a bone in his foot, but he should at least be back in time for the Champions League campaign and this summer's World Cup in Russia. Ederson said it's normal to be sad because he's going to be out for 1 or 2 months out of the training sessions, out of the game, so it's going to be difficult for him, especially as it's his second serious injury since he arrived here at City. But I think he's going to recover well. He always works hard. He's going to give the best of him to recover as soon as possible, and hopefully he will be among us and helping us soon. Moving on, Manchester City insiders have insisted Sergio Aguero will not be allowed to run down the remaining 2 years of his contract. The Argentina international stated earlier this week that he wishes to remain at the Etihad despite a growing feeling in his camp that he's not fully appreciated by boss Pep Guardiola. Aguero notched his 13th goal of the campaign in Tuesday night's 3-1 home victory over Watford, and is presently the Citizens' only fit striker, with Gabriel Jesus' medial knee ligament injury set to keep him sidelined for up to 6 weeks. That situation may change if City now accede to Guardiola's wishes and launch a renewed bid this month for Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez, thought to be another issue of consideration for Aguero. The 29-year-old is contracted until 2020, and City know the player dreams of returning at the end of it to play once again for his boyhood team, Independiente. One issue for the Manchester Giants, however, is the South American outfit can only help him to realise that ambition if he's able to run down the final 2 years of his agreement, which means something might now have to give this summer.